Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins. Afternoons on the Score.
He indeed is here. Pat Spiegel.
Yes, he is.
So I was down the street the other day at the amazing Chicago Athletic Association, right there on Michigan Avenue, founded in 1890 by A.G. Spalding. You might have heard of his Sporting Goods.
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. Spalding, get your foot out the boat.
And Marshall Field. Those were two of the founding, you know, founders. If that's what you call them.
Founders.
Garbage in garbage cans. Makes sense.
And another founding member was Old Man Wrigley, which is why eventually you might see that the old logo from the CAA is the Cubs logo. He stole that logo and brought it up north to Wrigley, okay?
Okay.
But what I didn't know until I was there the other day and I'm looking at this, Charles Comiskey had applied for years and years to become a member of the Chicago Athletic Association, and he was on the waiting list over and over and over again.
We can't have him here in our social club no more. I mean, that much I do know.
The social club. He's got to go.
And then when he eventually came up to the board to have it be reviewed, it was right after the White Sox scandal in 1919, and they said no.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay, you want a name? Okay, Chick Gandel. That's your name. Played first base for the 1919 White Sox.
The team that threw the World Series. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I'm not going to be on the White Sox.
Would you prefer somebody from the Negro Leagues?
Yeah. Give me a name.
Chappie Johnson.
That's a black man's name right there.
And I'm like, oh my God. Is this where the thin skin began?
It's a lot more fun than being a White Sox fan, so we're very, very happy.
So we are on the 100th anniversary of Charles Comiskey being denied acceptance to the Chicago Athletic Association. And is that amazing?
You say you can find seven men on the best club that ever took the field willing to throw the World Series? I find that hard to believe.
You never played for Charlie Comiskey.
Welcome on board. I'm Danny Mac. Terry Bors is with me until 5:30 today on the Score Sports Radio 670. We've got the Cubs and the Washington Nationals tonight after the Cubs finally lose a series.
That's okay. It happened. It's baseball. It's
yeah,
just like the start of the season. That, you know, you're going to hit that stretch. We hit it at the beginning, middle, whenever. You're going to hit that stretch. And the Nationals kind of suck. Even despite the good pitching, they kind of suck.
They're not hitting very well,
no,
that's for sure.
Ain't hitting.
Well,
they
ain't hitting.
Cubs have a remedy for that.
Fantastic Four are going to work. Well, no, that doesn't really necessarily apply because your guy, Hugh, is going this weekend.
Yes, he is.
You!
Like I say, I, as I mentioned the other day, I do give him credit for dropping the translator bit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he could always speak. He just didn't want to.
Yeah.
He don't want to talk to you.
No,
I want to talk to you.
He had a rough start.
Nah, he don't want to talk to you.
Q Darvish, that's a whole nother subject.
It certainly is. Double T, this first hour of the show is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Catch game one tonight. Game two is tomorrow night at 7 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. Be cool to see the Wolves in this, their 25th year anniversary. Win the damn cup. We could resurrect Fish Fest and pass it from boat to boat, as Gene Ubriaco suggested when he was the head coach. Bringing the Turner Cup to Fish Fest. We're going to hand it from boat to boat.
My annual seasick trip.
Yeah.
No matter what I took, Doug and I would be taking all this stuff.
Didn't do real well with that, did
no,
you?
No, I did not. I am not what you call a lakesman. I am not a man who should be on water anywhere.
So,
near, maybe, but not on.
Did anybody, you, Terry, Shep, anybody see any Cubs anger last night in social media or any commentary on the radio? I listened to the show, the station, a lot, but I didn't hear a ton of it today. I had a ton of things going on this morning. But I have not heard anybody freaking out over losing a series to the Reds. No. If it would have been a Bears game, they'd be lining up from Milwaukee to Maryville to pound away. And Wilson Contreras would wear the goat horns probably. He had a couple of bad at bats last night. He looked those last couple at bats, those ground balls he hit to third base were not good at bats, and he almost got Quintana killed last night. But you're gonna have bad nights. At least it's not that goofball catcher they sent back to Iowa yesterday, to my delight. Taylor Davis.
I mean, when you play that many games, there's going to be a night like that here and there, and it doesn't matter when it is. It could be early, could be late, could be middle, could be a couple times during the course of a season where it's just, you know, you're going to lose a series. You don't win them all in baseball, man. Yeah,
that's how
you don't win them all. Well, come on, now. There shouldn't be anger.
It's worth noting, too, that's a pretty good pitching staff that the Reds have going.
And then they can't hit.
Yeah.
When they had all the – now they have pitching they can't hit. Yeah. What are you doing?
I heard I knew he was still doing the Reds games, but I was reminded of Thom Brenneman today watching Quick Pitch, is it, on MLB every morning where they give you 4 minutes or so of every game played in the bigs last night?
Yep.
And they do a nice job toggling between – both teams, radio and television crews. It is some tremendous production. You'll get a piece in the same highlight. You'll get a piece of Reds TV into Ron Coomer on the score, into, you know, Reds
nice.
Radio. Yeah. It's an incredible weave. I watched the show, but I've never noticed they put that much work into the audio components of it. It's pretty tremendous.
I've said it here before. I think it's the best produced show on television. As far as the work that goes into that, telling a story of just one game and using all four broadcasts to tell the story, it's really incredible. It's a lot of work. They do a great job.
It is. Now what they need are some people to deliver the message. Now, you know, around the highlights, they need a panel. They need to make it more interactive. I get Heidi Watney, who's competent. But, kick it around a little bit during what we'd call morning drive in radio. First thing in the morning.
I know you're busy in the mornings, late mornings especially, but the MLB Central show is their equivalent of Good Morning Football.
Okay, and that starts at 9?
It airs a little later on. It starts up at 9. But Mark DeRosa on that show is
I saw him
phenomenal.
Today. Yes, he is.
He's great. He does a breakdown.
Thick-legged former Cub.
Swing just about daily. Lauren Shahadi on that show as well, and forget what the guy's name is from old ESPN guy as well. I think that's one of the best morning sports shows going.
Well, you know what?
It's just a little
bump it up
late
a little.
Day.
Yeah, put it on earlier when people are still at home.
Yeah, you get that, and then there's four football shows. So I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. I need more football. I don't get enough football.
Terry,
come on, now.
Terry. I appreciate you being willing to mentor me.
Yes, I'm going to be. That's right. I'm going to mentor you. That will do you a lot of good. Like I say, the best thing I did for anybody that ever worked here was stay away from them. That was the best career advice I could give them. Just stay away from me. Listen to that.
Well, your background was more in journalism than it was in this. So,
yes.
I mean, there was nobody here who sought to, write the great American novel or even read one.
Right?
Other than Bernstein and now Connor McKnight.
That's right. I forget. But no, I find the position interesting, particularly when I see Joe Flacco, your guy Joe Flacco, and it's like there's no news during, every football show, it's the same thing over and over again when you look at, okay, fine. But now it's Joe, I'm not mentoring that kid quarterback. That's not my job. Kiss my ass. I'm Joe Flacco. Well, see, we already disagree on this because I know you don't think he owes him anything. But I as a teammate, as a person,
did you hear the exact comments? Did you hear it in full context?
That's what the headline says. It's not my job to mentor him.
As a guy who used to have to deal with an angry public and an angry baseball players, they see a headline, they think it's the entire story. That's not the entire context of what Flackmaster
said. What did he say?
Let's give it a spin.
Listen, I got so many things to worry about. I'm trying to go out there and play good football. I'm trying to go out there and play the best football of my life. So as far as a time constraint and all that stuff, I'm not worried about developing guys or any of that. That is what it is. And like I said, I hope he does develop. But I don't look at that as my job. My job is to go win football games for this football team. It's one of those things. Listen, there's definitely little things that motivate you every year. And at the same time, I got plenty of other things that keep me motivated throughout my career and will continue to keep me motivated this year. That won't be a single or the biggest thing.
You're making faces like somebody is squeezing you in your private parts.
Oh, for the love of God. It makes my ass
pucker. You know
pucker.
That's inherent to the position.
Well, yeah. Okay, why? Why does it have to be? Why? Look, you don't have to do anything. You have to go out of your way. Well, you know, you didn't start yesterday. What are you learning? What are you? You're learning a new offense?
Yeah, he's with a brand new organization, brand new coaching staff.
And
it's
that's
all
difficult.
New. Everybody starts
he?
New. He's completely rebooting his career, man.
What there is of it. What is he, 35?
I don't think he's... Is he that old? What's Flacco?
I mean...
32, maybe.
I'm not saying that you take time out of your precious day because you don't know what you're doing.
34.
34. You were closer than I was.
I mean, it just seems like it's a tradition in football that's accepted. That sort of goes all the way back to guys who... I don't even know who he is. It's my back. I don't know who he is. I don't care who he is. Now it's I don't have time for that crap. I'm learning this. I'm going out for myself. You know, it's just not the right attitude. I'm not saying you have to spend time with him.
There are a lot of organizations historically that have suggested to aging veterans on their way out the door, stay away from the kid. We'll mold him. I don't know how the Broncos feel about how the dynamic should work between Locke and Flacco.
The Broncos are yeesh. Not much taste in quarterbacks there.
Way back machine, but when, you know, and I'm not trying to say Joe Flacco deserves the same amount of respect as Johnny Unitas, but when Unitas concluded his career as a San Diego Charger, his instructions were to stay the hell away from Dan Fouts. Do not plant seeds in the head of our young future franchise quarterback. Now, I'm not saying that that was smart, but that's
well. If you want to say that, then if you Joe Flacco say that, I'm not planting seeds in his head. I mean, I don't think you're going out of your way. Maybe just observing him is okay. But it, I mean, to come out and say, well, I got things to learn. I got things to do, buddy. I ain't got time for this.
Well,
crap.
Okay. It's a bad optic. I give you that.
It's a bad optic.
I grant you that. But Would we rather he just keep it to himself?
Okay. If you want to be a penis, go ahead.
Yeah, then
don't
not,
tell me about it, though.
Then we don't have the last delicious 3 minutes of this show.
No,
us something to yak about. We want guys to be forthright. We ask athletes, coaches, general managers to be transparent. We applaud them when they are, and you don't like the message. So Joe Flacco's a penis.
Right. Well, he is. He always has been. That's not news. That's not making a headline. I mean,
he's not very likable.
There's just a fine line here between being your starting quarterback. Drew Lock is no threat to him. He's not a threat to him. He's not a threat to do anything to him. So anything you could impart upon him that would help takes 4 seconds to say something to him. I mean, it doesn't. And you're not planting seeds in his head. Let me plant a seed in your head, son. Ooh, tonight, maybe later.
Debate regarding the Denver Broncos quarterback position is brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Chicagoland Papa John's is offering free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or less value. Why would you want one for less value for free? I don't know. That's what they're offering, though. I really feel that's a little gluttonous on my part. I'll take the small, even though I'm entitled to it. Use promo code Free Pizza Day on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code Free Pizza Day. Anytime you want to get to us via text message, 670-11 is how you do that. You want to join us on the show at any point today, 312-644-6767. And 15 minutes or so, I'll offer you an opportunity to talk to Boers and Bernstein. Bernstein's going to pop in for a little bit. He has very little life.
He's here all day long, that's what he says.
Hear about a list of activities he does on the weekends, does a lot of cool stuff with Jason, and lives his life.
But not during the week.
But no, not during the week. So he's hanging around. I think he's working on a column. He's a senior columnist, Dan Bernstein, 670thescore.com. So okay. He'll pop in a little bit. Any Boers and Bernstein heads want to jump in and talk to their guys?
Plant a seed in his head.
Yeah, he's here.
Gonna give him a seed.
And 3 o'clock today, anything you want to ask Terry or me or Shep or Tanny for that matter, or Mitch if Mitch wants to pop in. He might want to do that if he comes back. He had a sales meeting earlier, our program.
Well, he always
Mitch
has a
Rosen.
Meeting. I can't get 5 minutes with him.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He's got his Alan Hale look today, doesn't he? Doesn't he look like the skipper?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's got the big...
I sat in his office, and I leaked coffee all over his office, all over his car, everywhere, and I haven't even seen him to tell him, if you're wondering why it's all stained, hello, hello, my cup was leaking, let me plant a seed. So I want to tell him, and I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him.
Well, when you see him, you'll say, I'll save you, Skipper! It's McNeil and Boris with Parkins Far, Far Away on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Boris and Bernstein.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Top of the Hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Catch Game 1 tonight or Game 2 tomorrow at 7 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it? The Stinger, Boers and Bernstein, right at 2:30. Bottom of the hour sponsorship about 10 seconds after the music starts to roll. Yeah, Terry, go.
Well, you know, look, I never said I wasn't sleeping. I never made that promise to anybody.
I like to let the vibe of the music sort of just decant a little bit. Hello, Bernsy.
All I need now is a call from a Bob so I can scream at him and everything will be right in the world, right?
When was the last time you screamed at somebody? I don't hear you scream much anymore. Terry, no. Your guy is less of a screamer than he once was.
Well, he was a screamer.
Dan gave it to that Addison Russell caller that they had in the midday show a couple weeks back.
Well, no, there was the guy who was saying he wasn't defending Tyreek Hill when he was actually trying to defend Tyreek Hill by saying it's understandable that he would break a toddler's bones because that's how black people are raised. And that pushed the button for me.
Things haven't changed.
Yeah. I heard that, but that was tempered. That was tempered for you.
I guess, but it...
I don't know.
That pushed a button for me. Like, well, you got to understand. Well, of course he's breaking a toddler's arm, you know, because we don't know any better. I'm like, come on, man.
All is well in the nation's capital. Anthony Rizzo is back in the lineup tonight, and he's hitting third.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, Contreras, Descalso, Hayward, Almora, Jr., and Hamels is how they line up tonight against the Nationals right here on The Score. Good to see you guys together. Good to hear you guys together. I want to invite some calls. You want to jump in with Boers and Bernstein? 312-644-6767. 67 is the number.
I get more requests for him than I do me. I'll tell you that. I get more requests. But what's Bernstein? What are you doing with him? When's he coming? I mean, it's like every time I'm on here, it's like,
what,
where's Bernstein?
Follow you around?
Yeah, I said, I answer, I don't know.
I'm just,
I don't worry. Yes,
I get enough. The Twitter feed that is at Boers Time, that is time traveling Terry Boers, and we created that. We spawned it, shall we say, on the Bernstein and McKnight show. And I have an idea of who it might be behind it. But the concept is that Terry has this enormous hardcover book of history. And he flips to a time, to a moment in history, and he places the book on his head and is magically transported to that very moment. And the inspired graphic designer behind this site has just not stopped providing us with entertainment. Terry at the crucifixion. He's got the book on it. Hang in there, buddy.
You know, I wish I'd have thought of that myself, put a book on your head, but we had help with that. I mean, I
cover
wish
your
I'd
head,
have thought
even
myself.
Using a book is good.
Oh, it's great.
As a matter of fact, that was a Bears-Ravens game, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yes
it was, right?
Yes.
Well, are you out there? You're caught in the position where you can't put a book on your head. Wait a minute. Did I just hear? Stop. Wait a minute. I'm downstairs because I'm frightened that the house is going to disappear. And I'm watching this. I'm thinking, did he just say put a book on your head? Did he really just say that? Put a book on your head. My God.
Down where you live, like each town has its own book, I think. You have to go.
We're not heavy in books. No. No.
Mokina's out. Try new Linux.
Good luck there, too. Good luck with that, dude.
Plainfield's got a copy of Blood Letters and Batman.
No.
They like to read about the Clutter family murdered coldly in Holcomb, Kansas.
I think Frankfurt's got a Bible you can use.
I'm telling you, while that's all true,
Should see some of the Florida places are just ungodly. Because when you get 4 months of their news, oh my God.
Yeah, you're living the life of Florida man at that point, right?
Yeah. You're living the life, but it just never sort of stops entertaining you. It just never stops. I mean, the former mayor of the town is high on coke, other opiates, and he's treating patients. He's not a doctor. They took his license away years ago. He's treating patients on his kitchen table.
Florida life is different.
I mean, yes, it is it's a whole different breed of folks, and it's massively entertaining.
I remember talking to Carl Hyacin about it because he years ago, you know, back in the early 90s when he started writing all of his comic mm-hmm. mysteries yeah. and his stuff, and it was sort of shining a light, and he was satirizing Florida life. And I remember talking to him about it. He said, you can't really do it anymore. He said the truth is so – it's gone so far beyond his True. Imagination that it's – all you have to do is read headlines of what's actually happening in Florida.
They're every day because they give you the local section. And the local section is full of guys on opiates, on this, on that, and their mayors. And wait a minute, the assistant mayor is coming in and he's helping out and he's fired too. I mean, it's just – it is all over. It doesn't matter because you, as a matter of fact, I can hear a story and tell you before I even know where it's at. It's Florida.
Well, because there's a alligator exactly involved. What is it going to be, North Dakota, where you got a gator on walking in the middle of the street? With a monitor lizard it's and a python?
There's nothing.
If that entertains you, then I strongly would recommend you check out the Midday Midway if you have not regularly with Bernstein and McKnight. It's the best feature on the station on a regular basis. Wow, you get all sorts of things like that. I told you a while ago I think there ought to be a T-shirt, but I guess we shot the wad promotionally on T-shirts in 98.
Oh, no, we've final, shot the wad.
The final fish fest.
The wad has
no
been
more
shot.
Of those.
What we did was really everything, just about everything we did was a T-shirt. When you think about it, if you really wanted
Fish
to put a T-shirt
Fest
up.
Was a T-shirt. But then they had that one run of, like, there was the Monsters of the Midway that was like a See Ya T-shirt. You guys had a Who Ya Crappin' T-shirt?
There was a Who Ya Crappin' yep. T-shirt, yeah. With four color, too. They wow. really went nuts on that one. Had a roll of toilet paper. There was green. There was orange, I think, in it.
Those were good workout shirts.
Yes, they were. Yep. They still are.
It's really crazy. I mean, because the idea was that when you're doing 5 hours a day, and Danny loves to do 5 hours a day. He'd love to start on that anytime right now, right? Want to work 5 hours today? The idea was that
Welcome
at some
back.
Point...
Let's take a guy with mental health issues who didn't want to work 3 years ago and throw him 5 hours a day to start. Brilliant.
Brilliant. That's what that is.
Right.
You're still in rare
yeah,
form.
Yeah, 5 hours is a dumb amount yeah, of time we, for I mean, anybody, for the point, audience, for the know, host, for the producers.
Between him being so mean to people, unlike me, you know, you had to have some fun with stuff. And that's what we tried to do. That's all it was. It yep. wasn't rocket science. We're not reinventing radio. We just tried to have fun with stuff, particularly on Fridays when we were out.
The funny thing is that everybody's like, yeah, you guys are the Midday Midway. We start the Midday Midway, and there's like 15 texts. Why aren't you talking about sports?
Yeah, and we just got one 3 minutes ago, probably. And, yep, there it is.
Right, and I'm saying,
for
look.
The third day in a
and
row.
I've tried to explain that ever since radio has existed, like this goes back, if you want to talk about Larry Lujack and Tommy Edwards doing animal stories, which was appointment radio. Even I wasn't a big radio fan. I really wasn't. But that segment was riotously funny.
One of the best.
And little things like that. It started with Secondhand News mm-hmm. that begat High Noon.
Which is much better.
Oh, totally better.
Unbelievably
What was the
better.
Other version? There was another incarnation in there. It's like I love that if you're a new listener to this station or any station, and the concept is new to you, it's a fun little jumping off point that allows you to sort of weave together a different kind of fabric of the show is all.
It was really very simple, and I mean, it really hit the peak because we're out. It's tough enough doing remote, but we did a remote every Friday for how long?
What did you estimate, Bernstein? 300 of them?
Way more.
Yeah, I think way
what
more.
What number
yeah.
did you? I thought you said three.
No. We did 40 a year for 11 years,
yeah.
and that was just those. That didn't include
any other one-offs or anything else.
So at least 500.
Oh,
probably 600, 700.
Oh, absolutely. If you include all of the Bears pregame shows I did at the Field Museum and the every little smoky bar from wherever we did from a lot of these weekend shows.
Yeah, I always listened to Smoky Bar. He was very, very intelligent. Smarter than he looked.
Attorney General.
I mean, and watching him with people is always a great interaction. This guy here, you know what I'm saying? He's Mr. Warmth. He's Mr. Entertainment.
Well, we had some fun days. The tavern tour had some strange. We had some strange weather days, like getting knocked off the air and not knowing it for an hour.
And nobody else knew we were missing. Right. That's the bad part.
Where were you? Do you remember?
Yes, we were at Mike and Denise's. That was the day of Steven Strasburg's first big league start. We were out there. That was a memorable
2010,
day.
I think.
And there was the...
We were off the air. We were sitting there talking like idiots.
And
a
bad call was like, don't tell him.
Don't tell him. So we could be doing it. We're on the air.
Just let him keep talking. Then there was the day of the drunken pipe fitters.
Oh, in Mokena.
Mokena.
Yeah, of all places.
Yep.
Here they come to Mokena. My home turf. Come with the drunken pipe fitters who want to beat our ass. Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay. Where should I start? Send him. I said, send him.
Yeah. Talk to that guy.
Talk to him.
Yep, that was always fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think when we were making the point, you made the point the other day about 5 hours and how much you don't miss it. I mean, there's nothing about, you say, oh, man, if I could only just do 5 hours of this every day, I'd be complete. Holy
come down
crap.
To Hagwish anytime, and you do the show there, and we'll see what happens.
Right, that was the day of the great Hagwish
threat. Don't go to Hagwish. Don't do that in Hagwish.
We'll see
what
happens.
I spent a lot of time in Hagwish. You don't want to be in Hagwish.
The implied threat, and of course the day at on the east side down by the Skyway with our Serbian friends, right at Old World Inn or was it?
Yeah, whatever.
The meat storm.
The meat storm.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And Miska got hammered.
Whiteboard meat storm for me.
It was a Serbian restaurant. Look it up. Old World, is that what it was called? And
I think that was before my time. I was thinking of Lawler's. No. Terry and I were reminiscing about Lawler's yesterday.
Yeah.
Lawler's. Oh, boy. Yeah. But this place.
Was a meat storm.
And this was it's owned by a Serbian family. Everybody in there when we walked in looked like Ed Obradovich, first of all. Even the women. Everybody in there looked
damn
like
it!
OB. And they were. And they started bringing us food the moment we walked in, and it never stopped. I mean, piles of grilled meat of
that's exactly
not
what
kidding.
It was
there's literally
no way to describe
piles
it.
and this wonderful fermented cream cheese called Kaimak, and we're making the sandwiches and eating meat. I mean, it was a feast. It was
they should have came out firing with brimstone.
It was just absolute bacchanal. Then they start okay.
Never heard that one.
Then they start pouring the sleeve of each. They start pouring the plum brandy.
Oh, boy, you don't want to do
and
that.
And they give us the real stuff, and then they go, hey, look, you know, we make our own. We got some stuff in the back here. There's no label on these, but you want to try this. Oh, you like that one? You got to try this. Like, oh, okay, sure. Like, what helps you digest all the meat? I need more meat. Like, oh, I'm definitely going to need more sleeve of each. And Miska, poor Miska, oh, yeah, no, this is really good.
Miska lit.
You got to try this one.
Like, heaven,
and then Miska
was lit.
I realized he's just starting to sway at his chair a little bit. and then they loaded us up with like take this home. My wife's in the back making more of this, and they're handing me like Gladware of things, and I left with all this food. I had to wait for an hour and a half before I could drive.
That's awesome.
And the only way I actually had some of the drinking too, because there were off times on
well, you always work. Drank.
Yeah,
every
I guess that's true.
Single time. Yeah. Walking out.
But I had a ride,
Jack and Diet, buddy.
I had a ride. I wasn't getting in the car and driving.
Lester Todd would get you.
Yeah,
yes.
I
did not get that, Terry. He was not a drinky man when we were together for almost 8 years.
That's because I didn't trust you if I was drunk.
Yeah. That's... Good call on your part.
The segment is brought to you by the Chicago Dogs, baseball, hot dogs, fireworks. It's baseball with everything. Come see Carlos Zambrano's comeback at the Chicago Dogs, your premier minor league baseball team located in Rosemont. Get in the game this opening weekend with a world record hot dog costume giveaway Friday, best postgame fireworks on Saturday, and meet the team family Sunday. Tickets at www.thechicagodogs.com. The Chicago Dogs, baseball with everything.
Have you heard the Grobstein stuff on this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah, have you heard it?
No. Thanks to you, okay. I've heard it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we'll load some up for Terry in a little bit. And I want to get in a call or two. Jump in if you want to say hello to Boris and Bernstein. They're here for a few more minutes. 312-644-67. Then Dan's going to cut out. So jump in right now. It's the
What's
Score
he
Sports
do?
Radio 670.
The best hitting pitcher they've had, though, in recent years is now going to be pitching for the Chicago Dogs out in Rosemont. It's Carlos Zambrano. Hope he does well for them. And I know that for anybody that goes out there, they'll have a good time. They're also giving away a lot of pretty cool stuff. I mean, they're going to be giving out what they're calling wieners. I don't think it'd be real hot dogs, but it'll be like plastic wieners or something along that line. Should be fun.
Batteries.
Our number 312-644-6767 and area code 309. Do the plastic wieners take batteries? Don't know.
Under a dry.
I'm sure we'll find out at some
plastic
point.
Plastic wieners.
Oh, he read it. Somebody did text him that, and somebody, he read it.
Yeah, but the
I didn't even know that.
My favorite part of it, though, is he dismisses the idea of a professional baseball team giving away actual hot dogs.
Oh, goodness.
Right? It's like, oh, no. Well, they're not. They can't be real. I mean, there's no way a minor league baseball team would give away real hot dogs, so they have to be plastic wieners. Let the record show they're actually giving away a hot dog costume to be worn.
I'm proud to say Les was my mentor.
That's how your seeds got planted.
That's how my seeds got planted,
it
baby.
It can't be a real hot dog. It's got to be a plastic one. What?
At a ballpark.
It's a great name for a band.
Unpresentable.
Everywhere.
This hour is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental difference. If you're just jumping in, Dan Bernstein sitting in with his old partner, Terry Boers. I'm Mac. We're here. Bernsey's here for another few minutes. We want to get to some calls. Some people want to say hello to you boys. They are delighted to hear your voices together. Again, Trent is on the line in Fort Wayne and on the Score. Hi, Trent.
Hey, guys. I don't want to take a lot of time. I just want to say thanks to Dan and Terry. I started listening to the Score in 2004, and you guys are why I fell in love with the station. So thank you.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
thanks for still
being
listening.
With us, yeah, because it took a lot of patience to stay with us. I'll tell you that. If nothing else, it tested your patience.
Thank you.
And your plastic weenies.
Which should be tested on the record show.
You guys are big in Indiana every 6 months. Jack is in Indiana also. Hi, Jack. You're on the Score.
Hi, Dan and Terry.
Hello, Danny, Jack. Buddy.
Glad to see you guys on. Hey, I just called. Remember a few years ago you used to have Bill from Milwaukee as your movie critic? And I just wanted to know, and I think that was the most hilarious thing I ever heard. But, Terry, you need to be on more, and I'm glad.
Too old.
I'm glad you're there.
Nobody mentors me here.
Well, see, now, I believe he's thinking of Bob from Niles /
Bob,
Park Ridge.
Bob.
Yeah, hello there.
Yeah, it was Mike. Mike was in Milwaukee.
Mike was in Milwaukee, and we finally saw his picture after all those many years.
Yes.
He actually existed, and he's exactly what we thought he was.
Correct.
Exactly. Sometimes you see a picture of a guy, and you go, oh, that can't – this – absolutely.
Yeah,
that's him. No doubt.
When he graduated high school, his yearbook had him most likely to be Mike from Milwaukee.
Thank you for the call, my friend. You know what? I mean, we did a long time together, and I get a lot of Twitter reaction because they love us. You know, they love the Heavy Fuel crew. That's where they like the dinosaurs. And then we get a lot of Bernstein love, too. So, I mean, I really feel fortunate to have been with. If I say I've been with both of you, that doesn't sound right either. Back to my plastic weenie. I'm going to have that checked. Check that, would you? Yeah, I'll get right around. Yeah. Wait till the next break. We'll take a look. But, I mean, to me, it's the good fortune for both of you. I mean, you can't get any better in this business than you two guys. So, I mean, it really makes me very lucky and very fortunate. And people say, well, why don't you come back and do full-time? Because I'm old and tired, and these two guys are still here. So there's still plenty of great radio here for you. You don't need me. There's still plenty right here. And I know Danny loves his partner. Like, you wouldn't believe.
I do.
I think
he's a good partner for me.
He is. I feel the same way about Connor, where our show has come along and sort of the stuff that we've done. It's been really comfortable and really enjoyable. And for me to be the old guy has been kind of cool.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
After all the crap you gave me all the years about being old.
I get it now.
See what I'm talking about? talking about?
Perspective!
I get it. I get the idea of when he comes in, the first thing he informs us is what hurts or what fell off of him.
right.
We had a rule. Never in the hallways say, Terry, how you doing?
Well, you know, she made an appointment. They had to remove it. And then, you know, they sewed it back on. Right. And I got another one.
That's where I got the plastic weenies.
One more quickly. Jim on the south side on the score with Boers and Bernstein. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? I want to say hi to the penguin.
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, Boers and Bernstein, how you guys doing?
Wow, good. You're hanging in there.
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Terry, I hope you're hanging in there. I heard Jack got a little problem.
No, everything's good.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. We're fine. Yeah, everybody's good. You okay?
Man, I had some heated discussions with you. Man, I'd be sitting in the backyard
naked,
talking to Bernstein. My daughter'd be saying, two daughters, little kids. Dad, who are you yelling at? The penguin.
That's what we were wondering.
How many kids you got now, Bernstein?
I've got a 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son.
Oh, God bless you. Take care of them. Get involved with your kids' sports and everything. And you're doing good, I assume.
Great to hear.
Hey,
this
Jim,
is great
don't,
to hear your voice,
you know
man.
What? Do you not listen anymore?
Oh, I listen.
Okay, well, you
hey,
seem Matthew, like...
I want to tell you something.
Yeah,
your new partner's got a little bit of Bernstein in them.
Uh-oh.
Why, because they're both North Shore Jewish kids who came from
Means? I'm the guy that called up with the Mike North issue. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
Well, I don't want to, I don't want to...
Uh-huh.
I don't want to repeat what your partner called Mike North. Let's put it that way.
If he said it on the air, how bad could it have been?
We'll talk about it some other time. But anyhow,
promise?
I'm glad you guys are doing good.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine. Jim, that's it.
You look like Danny DeVito playing the penguin, but you don't wear makeup.
What I was going to recommend, he says...
Classic.
He says to Bernstein, do stuff with your kids. I want to share this. I'm more of a Dan Bernstein consumer than I had been because he's been talking a lot about time he spends with his son, Jason, driving to and from hockey tournaments. He's let his audience in a little bit more these last couple of years, and I've enjoyed it. And I think that makes you relatable to a ton of guys, regardless of where you come from. Whether you drive an Audi or a 10-year-old pickup truck, guys who go to sporting events with their kids, everybody relates, and I enjoy the hell out of it.
Well,
so keep it coming.
I'm glad you do, because that's stuff that's real, and believe me, whether it's been baseball or hockey or his debate team, wherever we're driving, that and even now, too, with my daughter, because she's in chorus and traveling around with some stuff that – when you start meeting other parents and you know that look of the same parents who have been through the same things, mm-hmm. who are doing all the same stuff, and it's everything and it's everybody. Our lives are consumed by driving our kids around competitively and otherwise in ways that our parents' generation was not.
You know what's even better? When you have grandkids doing it. Wait till the grandkids come along.
So I'm told.
Then, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Nothing like it.
Penguin, that's all I got to say to you.
That's why we did they asked me to do the video for the draft lottery. They said, you want to do a video of you and your kid on the couch and the real reaction when the Bulls pick.
Nice.
So we did it. And people, somebody actually tweeted me and said, is there a genome for a disappointed facial expression? Because if you stop the video at the moment we realize the Bulls are picking seventh, our faces are identical. With the same, just like, the exact same expression for, the Bulls are picking seventh.
Percy, thanks for hanging out, man.
Yeah, absolutely my pleasure.
It's over. It's all over.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, that's the greatest thing we ever did when we said it's over. That was the highlight of most days. We were worn out, we were tired, we were giving our heart and soul to it. Him not so much, me certainly.
It'll be that way again in about 2.5 hours just with me.
Yeah, oh no.
It's over,
I mean really, it
both of you guys, it's so easy. It's really not, you know, you're so good at it. Now, there's some guys that I work with that might be a little more challenged than you two are doing a show with. Now, like a little bit like, are you alive? Are you okay? Are you breathing? Do I need a plasti weenie? What do I need to prod you with? What am I going to do? Good God. Good God, man.
We got baseball tonight here on The Score. Cubs, after losing a series in Cincinnati, taking on the Nationals. We'll talk with our former executive producer, Judd Surratt, soon to be calling the Stanley Cup Final on the Bruins Radio Network. McNeil and Boers continues in a couple minutes on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.